Good morning, and welcome to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are playing catch-up today with four back-to-back profiles, so let's jump right into the American Southwest. We are heading to Arizona's 9th District to profile one of the most controversial and recognizable figures in the Republican Party, Representative Paul Gosar.
Paul Gosar is definitely a lightning rod in Washington. He's a founding member of the Freedom Caucus and made history in 2021 when he became the first member of Congress to be censured in over a decade. But before he was a political firebrand, he was known simply as Dr. Gosar. He was a dentist in Flagstaff for 25 years. He actually owned his own practice and was named the Arizona Dentist of the Year in 2001. He rode the Tea Party wave into Congress in 2010, arguing that his experience as a small businessman gave him a better perspective on healthcare and regulation than career politicians.
To understand his politics, you have to look at the map. His district, Arizona's 9th, is basically the entire western edge of the state.
It is a huge, rugged district. They call it the River District because it follows the Colorado River from the Utah border all the way down to Mexico. It includes Lake Havasu City, famous for being the home of the original London Bridge, which was bought and shipped over in the 1960s. It also includes Yuma in the south and the conservative suburbs west of Phoenix, like Surprise and Goodyear. It is an extremely conservative area, heavily populated by retirees and snowbirds who come down for the winter. But it's also an agricultural powerhouse. Yuma produces about 90% of the leafy greens found in North American grocery stores during the winter. So immigration and labor are massive issues here.
And because the district borders Mexico, border security is his number one talking point.
Absolutely. The Yuma sector of the border has seen massive spikes in migration. And Gosar is a hardliner on closing the border. He visits the wall frequently and advocates for a complete moratorium on immigration. But his other major focus is water. As a member of the Natural Resources Committee and the Western Caucus, he is deep in the weeds of the Colorado River drought crisis. His constituents in Lake Havasu and the farmers in Yuma literally depend on that river for survival. He is a fierce critic of federal water cuts to Arizona, arguing that the state shouldn't bear the brunt of the shortage compared to California. He also champions the mining industry, pushing to open more federal land for copper and uranium mining to reduce dependence on foreign supply chains.
He positions himself as a warrior for the West against Washington bureaucrats.
That is his brand. Whether it's fighting the EPA over water rules or fighting Democratic leadership on the House floor, Paul Gosar views his job as being the stick in the spokes. He is a dentist who believes the government needs some painful extraction work.
That is our first profile for today. Stay tuned as we continue our marathon of profiles. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.